I knew that the Lord was coming in 3 years, I would spend 2 years studying and 1 year preaching. Interesting. James Denny said, what we need are preachers who are evangelists and evangelists who are preachers. I believe that we need to be both theologians and evangelists with the needs of our people deep on our hearts. We need preachers who are filled with the power of the Holy Spirit and then heed Baxter's insight. I put it on the wall of the door leading into the sanctuary. Those of you who had leadership at the Hollywood Presbyterian Church saw that sign by Richard Baxter that was there on the door, the last thing that we'd see just before we'd go into the sanctuary. And Baxter's words were, I preach as a dying man to dying men and women as if never to preach again. Passion in preaching comes when we see each opportunity to preach as our last. And to do it with that kind of intentionality means that it's going to have a tremendous impact on the lives of people. But that takes time. Richard Baxter also had an interesting statement for the preachers of his time. He said, I earnestly beseech you, in the name of God, and for the sake of your people's souls, that you will not slightly slubber over your work, but do it vigorously and with all your might, and make it your great and your serious business. We must be so immersed in the scriptures that we seek to preach that we allow them to reach us at the depth of our souls so that out of our time of study and preparation comes a gripping conviction that is evident in our own lives. And then our sermons will carry a force that they've never carried before. James Stewart, who taught me preaching at the University of Edinburgh, said the preacher of the gospel is essentially a herald of the most magnificent and moving tidings that ever broke upon the world. The mighty acts of God in and through the Word, the Mediator. What was the essence of the proclamation of the original heralds of God? It was the proclamation of the prophecy being fulfilled, that in Jesus of Nazareth, in his words and his deeds, his life and resurrection,